8,300 kids drop out of school every day, and it is estimated that by the year 2020, there will be 123 million high-paying, high-skilled jobs in the U.S., but only 50 million Americans will be qualified to fulfill these positions.
But does the future generation even recognize these problems or understand the school reform efforts that are currently underway? To gain insight into the current generation's perspective, we sat down with four different Bucknell students, the first being Jessica Gray.
I went to a private school and I went there from 6th to 12th grade.
The second interviewee was Mike Pessin.
I went to a public high school. It had about 1,500 students. There were about 350 kids per grade.
We next interviewed Michaela Bloom.
I went to a private high school.
Finally, we interviewed Sarah Morris.
I went to a public school. It was a really diverse school, really different from Bucknell.
Using these interviewees, we sought to find out what the future generation really knows about public education reform. These interviewees are not representative of all college-age students in the U.S., since all attend Bucknell University in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. However, these perspectives can provide interesting insights into what college students think of various efforts aimed at improving public education, such as the No Child Left Behind Act and the Race to the Top Fund.
According to the U.S. Department of Education, the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001 is a landmark in education reform designed to improve student achievement and change the culture in American schools. This law represents a sweeping overhaul of federal efforts to support elementary and secondary education in the U.S.
What is the No Child Left Behind Act?
I have no idea.
I feel like that's just like a policy initiative to try and get every public school or private school child to succeed.
I think that it was just like trying to get all children up to the same kind of standards, or like as many children as possible, I guess.
Because the No Child Left Behind Act was established 13 years ago, our interviewees seemed to have a general knowledge of its provisions. However, our interviewees seemed to know next to nothing about the more current education effort, Race to the Top Fund.
According to the U.S. Department of Education, the $4.35 billion Race to the Top Fund went to states that were leading the way with ambitious yet achievable plans for implementing coherent, compelling, and comprehensive education reform.
What is the Race to the Top Fund?
Competing to be like best academically.
Maybe it's like a competition to have the best scores.
Public education has positively served our country for centuries. In some ways, the U.S. public education system has been revolutionary in creating a fully educated society. While the public education system has aspired to provide equality of educational opportunity, the reality has been that the system has sometimes intensified inequalities.
According to Angela Hurley, a professor at Transylvania University, in a recent article published in the Journal of Philosophical Studies in Education, this has become the worst of times for U.S. public education. Problems in schools today include poor teacher quality, an overemphasis on standardized test scores, and an ignorance to out-of-school factors that can affect a student's ability to succeed, such as poverty or a lack of parental guidance. We asked our interviewees to weigh in on their knowledge of these problems.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. The London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady.
Have you noticed any flaws in the public education system?
I guess sometimes do they have trouble with like funding, or the teachers aren't as like dedicated to their students?
Nationwide reforms and stuff like that can just be really detrimental, like holding kids, I mean, we all had to take standardized testing and stuff, and holding kids to those kind of like general guidelines sometimes aren't really beneficial.
Today, many reform efforts are centered around economic competitiveness. As Lugg proposed in the Scholar Practitioner Quarterly, this new educational framing is replacing children's welfare concerns with those of corporations. The real educational needs of students are being diminished in a push for academic achievement, which is being solely measured by standardized testing. The increasing focus being put on standardized test scores is maybe not an accurate depiction of what is actually going on inside these public schools and outside the schools in impoverished communities.
There is no proven benefit to measuring student achievement in this way. Furthermore, critics are appalled that reformers are using these unvalidated test scores to punish schools, oftentimes closing them altogether.
How do you feel about schools being punished or closed based on low standardized test scores?
closing schools. That's like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. That's like the one time you need to keep a school open if people aren't doing well in testing. That's absurd.
As Sarah said, taking away funds from students in schools who need it most is definitely concerning.
Although the majority of students we interviewed were aware of problems that are present in the public education system, they were not aware of efforts currently being made to combat them. When asked about these reforms and changes, interviewees were oftentimes at a loss for words.
I don't really know a ton about public education. I know, I guess, do they have like set curriculums or stuff for all the different counties? And I know, yeah, I really don't know much. All my friends went to my private schools.
I'm not super knowledgeable about them all.
Apart from changes like standardized testing, not really.
Although our interviewees may lack knowledge about what's going on within the public school system, they are not oblivious to the fact that change is necessary. However, should we be suspicious of reforms suggested by people who don't really understand what's going on in our schools?
If you could make a reform of your own, what would it be?
Having smaller classrooms, I think, would make a huge difference. And I feel like just encouraging smaller classes encourages more discussion, encourages people to be a little bit more excited about class because you can feel more comfortable.
Well, I would definitely scrap the tenure system right away. I would say, like, you have to evaluate teachers holistically, not just how long they've been there. Like I said earlier, if a teacher that's been teaching for 30 years is not performing up to the level as like a brand new teacher who's been around for 2 years, then you seriously need to consider removing the 30-year teacher from the school as opposed to the 2-year teacher because of experience.
I don't know. It seems like there are other countries that put public education at a higher value than we do, and I think that's really important. It should be like the nation's duty to provide an excellent education to all of its like residents, just because those are the people who are going to be leading the country.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, B, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, want to sing with me.
The younger generation of Americans are stereotyped to be self-centered and unaware of the problems occurring around them. Politicians and leaders today are firm believers that reform is absolutely critical. We set out to determine if this view was shared among our future generation of leaders and politicians. Our interviewees were able to speak confidently about issues such as standardized tests and teacher quality, clearly demonstrating passion for the plight of our nation's children. However, our future generation seems to lack knowledge of what steps are being taken towards change in the education system.
What does this mean for our nation's future? Surprisingly, although our interviewees were unaware of many of the current reform efforts, they were still eager to offer solutions and suggestions of their own. Yes, the future generation's perspectives vary and don't overlap with current reform efforts. Nonetheless, we doubt that our nation's schools and children will ever be placed on the back burner and not be made a priority.